Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it's Thursday. Normally, we have Loopy Mock Lupo join us, but today we've got a special surprise. We've got Delana Dixon. Hey, Miss D, are you there?
I am. Oh, I missed you on Tuesday.
Mark was the same. Mark filled in for you on Tuesday. It was awfully sweet of him to do it. Gosh, my whole week has been mixed up in maybe a good way. I feel like it's a Tuesday.
Yes, it does. Yes, I was down in Florida visiting with my lovely friend, Samantha Pasita Drucker.
I know her. She's fabulous.
Yes, yes. And the trip got extended.
Well, you're having that much fun and you don't have to rush back. Why not? We talked about you on the show on Tuesday. I might have implied that you were chasing boys around Miami. Accurate? Sort of accurate?
I cannot neither confirm nor deny.
Which, as we know, on the Naughty But Nice Show, means guilty. Okay, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
Lots of tea today. So Britney Spears is slamming the Catholic Church. Britney is slamming the Catholic Church for not letting her marry Sam Asghari at the House of Prayer because she is not a practicing member. So Britney took to her Instagram. She posted a beautiful photograph inside a church and she said, "This is where I originally wanted to get married during COVID. I wanted to go every Sunday. It's beautiful." And they said it was temporarily shut down due to COVID. Then 2 years later, I wanted to get married there. And they said I had to be a Catholic and go through a test. Now, Britney was raised a Southern Baptist, and for a while, she did study Kabbalah, remember that? She told her 41.8 million followers, that's a lot, isn't church supposed to be open to all? Now, the responses were overwhelming. She was flooded with comments. Some were making light of the situation. Some were agreeing with Britney, but a lot of the comments defended the house of worship, explaining to Britney that most Catholic churches require at least one of you to practice in the religion before you get married there. One person even wrote, "Girl, this is a mess. To get married in a Catholic church, yes, you have to be Catholic. It's not just some random venue." So I think Britney thought she was just booking a venue, a place to get married. It was like she was booking Radio City or Madison Square Garden. Britney, it's a church. You're not a Catholic. What do you think about all this, Miss D?
Yeah, Brittany needed to do what I did, which is Google the rules of getting married in a Catholic church. And it does say that one has to be a practicing member. And actually, I have a friend, she's Catholic. She wanted me to be her child's godmother. But again, I believe you have to be Catholic. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons that I wasn't. So I'm an unofficial godmother. So I think in this case, Brittany might be wrong here because, you know, religions have rules. Judaism, I'm sure that the Protestants have rules. Maybe ours aren't as tough, but there are rules and you have to follow them. And so in this case, I think Brittany was wrong.
Yeah.
She could have gotten probably Madison Square Garden. Now, if she couldn't have gotten married there, it'd been worth a complaint.
Like booking a venue or a hotel, Brittany. My brother's first marriage was to a Catholic lady. She was lovely, and it was quite controversial because Douglas is not a Catholic. We're Church of England, we're Protestants, but they finally found a church that would do it. Ideally, they like two Catholics. In fact, I think the Pope will only marry if they both are Catholics. Would I like to see religious rules change? Would I like them to include more people? Would I like women to become priests? Yes, I'm very progressive about stuff like that. But I also respect it's a club. It has rules. And if you don't want to play by those rules, find your God somewhere else. I'm a big believer that you don't need a church or a priest to find God. I'm pretty spiritual, Miss D, but I don't necessarily do it in an organized way within the framework of a church. Growing up, I found church to be quite cruel, and they were very judgmental when I was growing up in Birmingham, England. We went every Sunday. My mother's very religious, and they were not very kind about gay people. They also, too, were pretty strict about what women could do. And so I found that I stepped away from organized religion, but I still consider myself quite a religious person. What about you, Miss Dia?
I'm definitely a spiritualist. I grew up Methodist, which I've always felt was a religion that's easy to handle. I always felt that it's very welcoming, at least my experience. It might be different for other people. But for me, I just believe that there is a spirit out there, and it's something that I believe in, but I don't believe in any set religion at this stage in my life. So, but I do believe there is a God, and I do believe that as many people do, or maybe they don't, but I believe that the basic rule is to be kind to
people. That's my
religion. So that's where I start. Yeah. But I do believe in a higher power.
Yeah, kindness. That's a good religion for us all to have. Amen. Which brings us to our poll question of the day. Britney Spears is slamming the Catholic Church for not letting her get married inside. Is she right? Is Britney right? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Miss D, what are you working on?
Ooh, well, Wendy Williams isn't married to an NYPD police officer named Henry, despite claims. Now, the former daytime talk show host, she claimed to Hollywood Unlocked founder Jason Lee that she had secretly married a police officer right here in New York, and his name was Henry, but her rep says she spoke a little soon. Her rep, William Selby, said it's inaccurate. Now, there are talks that she is in the early stages of a relationship with someone who may or may not be named Henry. And basically right now, Wendy is working on so many new things in her life. She's trying to get her podcast started. But back to what she said to Hollywood Unlocked, she was basically, I'm married. And the guy was like, what? And she's like, I got married. And he said, you got married when? And she said, I got married like last week. So what's going on here, Rob? You got all
it's
the
wild,
Wendy Williams tea.
So Jason is an unusual character. He's the one that claimed Queen Elizabeth was dead. Remember that big rumor
two
months ago? So, you know, take it for what it's worth. But I got to say this, he does know Wendy. Now, after he reported that Wendy was married, he got a big scoop. He was so excited. He likes publicity. Who doesn't? I'm not saying that's a bad thing. He put out, you know, the word, and he was on all these websites getting lots and lots of hits. Then Wendy's manager, publicist, said it's not true. Then Wendy called him. So she called up Jason, and she said, I am married. Ignore my manager. Ignore my spokesperson.
Ooh.
Jason recorded the conversation and has released it. So today there is another audio out there and Wendy's got an attitude on it. I don't know if she knows she's being taped. She's like, hello. And Jason's like, Wendy, what's your PR people doing? You said you were married and now they're saying you're not. And Wendy's like, I'm married. So Wendy's doubled down on this. Now, because we're reporters, we check the facts. I had a ton of our team go down to the courthouse.
Of course.
Nobody saw her there. Nobody has seen any paperwork. Could have she gone in through the side door like Justin Bieber did with Hailey? Yeah. Do you know how we found out they were married? So in New York, it's very difficult to get the paper. In Vegas, you can get the marriage certificate quite easily. In New York, it's really hard. So I had a reporter go down to the courthouse. They couldn't find out if Justin Bieber was married to Hailey. We knew there was a rumor. So nobody, no clerk would talk to us. My reporter is so fabulous. She spoke to the owner of the gift shop who saw Justin and Hailey in the building. I know, isn't that fabulous? So it was actually the owner of the gift shop. They sell like flowers or like, you know, cheap teddy bears and stuff if you want to walk down the aisle with a flower or something. So the owner of the gift shop, that is the person that confirmed Justin Bieber's wedding. I tried to get the same owner, the same person to confirm Wendy. Nobody saw it. Now, though, if she married a New York police person, they probably have contacts at the courthouse, so maybe they can get her in and out. I don't know the truth here. Like, normally, if somebody says on the record, it's a fact. It's when you've got a source or an insider, that's when I'm a little bit more suspicious. But Mr. You know, if you interview somebody and they tell you something and it's about themselves and it's on the record, it's a fact. I don't know who to
believe. Okay, but we got to take a moment here, because if you remember, there was a certain interview last year where a certain lady said she had gotten married. We're talking about Meghan Markle. So using the word, I got married, sometimes going back to spirituality, it's not about we signed a paper, it's official, just in our hearts that we feel we're together. So maybe that's how Wendy was saying it. And maybe this police officer doesn't even know that.
Right. Maybe she hasn't told
I've
him.
Said that about a few people, and they don't know that.
You're right. Meghan Markle claims she got married before the royal wedding. She told Oprah. She told the whole world they were already married. And then the big priest in Britain had to say, I didn't marry her. She can only get married once. It's not legal. You're right. I think you're right. We both know Wendy well, and we wish her the best. We really, really do. I think in Wendy's mind, she got married, but it's not legal. But honestly, absolutely, this story goes back and forth. Hey, moving along. So Monica Lewinsky has asked Beyoncé to change a lyric in a 9-year-old song. So the news broke that Beyoncé was changing one of the lyrics in her song Heated because of some backlash. It was a tough word to say. I'm not sure Beyoncé realised quite what she was saying, but people said that's not a nice word, and Beyoncé listened to it, and it's changed the word. Lizzo did the same thing too with a word in one of her recent songs. Now Monica Lewinsky is taking the opportunity to ask the singer to look at some of her old songs. If you don't remember, Partition, which was released in 2013 on Beyoncé's self-titled album, so right at the beginning of her career, it included the following line, quote, he Monica Lewinsky'd all on my gown. So we know what that means. Let's move along quickly. It's a tough lyric, isn't it? So Monica's saying, like, you know what, Beyoncé, looking back, maybe you should change that now. Now, some fans are outraged by this, saying, Monica, it was 9 years ago, and at the time, you did point out that you were in a rap song, so Monica sort of bragged about it in her Twitter bio. To this day, Monica has all her accomplishments, including, quote, rap song muse. So she seems to be proud of it. On one hand, it's in her bio, but then on the other hand, she wants it removed, or did she just say it to sort of join the conversation?
It's funny when people say things about us or something happens, sometimes we claim it because it happened and we laugh about it outwardly. But inwardly, we still feel kind of like about it. And so maybe, you know, Monica's been claiming this for a long time. But if there's an opportunity not to have it for posterity, why not have it removed? That might be where her mindset's at.
I would change it if I was Beyoncé. I would hate the thought that something I said hurt somebody. Now, we gossip a lot on this show. We do every day, 5 days a week, for 20 minutes a day. So, you know, eventually we're going to hurt some feelings. I don't want to do that. But, you know, just the amount of broadcasting, the amount of podcasting we do, I'm sure at one point we're going to say something that somebody doesn't like. I would love to think I would edit it. I don't want to hurt people. At this point, she's Beyonce. Is one line in a song that's 9 years old going to change her career? No, no.
And it's a great opportunity for her to come up with something about herself, maybe, yes, or something. She can create something of her own. Yes. It doesn't have to be Beyonce. Though I have to say, while I was on my vacation in Florida, somebody was doing a DIY project, and they said, I got a Delana it. So I was very flattered. See? So.
I love it. One of my first celebrities that I ever represented, long before J-Lo or Diddy or Jessica Simpson, was Monica Lewinsky. She was one of the very first clients. Ooh. I know. It was during the Clinton years, and she was based in New York, and she had this high, fabulous, powerful PR guy in LA, and I worked for him in New York. I was the receptionist in New York. So I was Monica's age. So he said to me, you know, will you hang out with Monica? She's really lonely. She doesn't know anybody. Aww. And so I say I was her publicist, but really I was like a confidant. I'd hang out with her. We'd go to the cinema. We'd walk around the village. And at the time, Misty, I'd never seen celebrity like that. She was like a Beatle. She was so famous. People were going nuts every time you walked into a restaurant or a store, and they didn't like her at the time. I think as years have gone by, now we have more empathy towards Monica Lewinsky. Back then, we were furious with her as if she broke up the marriage or she was the one that was responsible, not Bill Clinton. It was a fascinating time. Monica, if you're listening, hello, 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 give me a call. Let's go and get a drinky poo. Hey, Misty, what else are you working on?
Well, Star Wars, that very famous movie, had a star named John Boyega. Gorgeous. And he was exhausted by his fame. So basically, you know, he's been working nonstop since he did the movie. But he said, however, the pressure to keep up that upward momentum turned toxic. And he said, quote, I had to say yes to everything. It was the pressure that he placed upon himself. Now, his work schedule left him feeling exhausted, frantic, and paranoid. You're tired by your own dream. Wow. This is what he said. Now, being able to talk about stress, he says it's vital. Being able to surround yourself with trusted family and friends and people who will listen without judgment. Now, Rob, I think you can relate to this because you say yes to everything.
No, I do. I'm really aggressive about my career, although I do have an amazing private life too, and I keep that separate. I do not let people into my private life. You're welcome in my work life, but I have two almost separate lives, and it's been really good, not only for my relationship, but for me, for my head. And so I do understand this. I also, too, don't like celebrities that moan and groan about being multimillionaires and being really famous. And he actually confronts that. He talks about that. He said, nobody wants to listen to me moaning. I've got all this money. I'm famous. Mm-hmm. People would dream for this life. But there is a dark side. There's an underbelly to fame. It's complicated because I get it. I do get it. They look like brats, don't they, when they moan about how famous I am. But there is something about it. We know enough famous people, Miss D, that I understand why so many of them use drugs or drink. They just want to numb themselves. They're exposed to so many different things out there that they want to numb themselves. And often they turn to drugs or drink to do that. Fame is vicious. Fame is really, really vicious. It's not for the lighthearted. I got to admit, Miss D, I'm happy to not be very famous. I would hate to be. Really, I wouldn't want to be. I wouldn't want to be Andy
Cohen. You're 60% famous. That's enough for you.
I get a good table at Bottino's and maybe a free dessert at Fresco by Scotto. That's the fame you want in life. You want a free dessert, maybe. And when you make a dinner reservation, you can probably get in. That's as famous as you want to be. I would hate to be as famous as John. What about you, Misty?
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to be famous where I walk down the street, people notice me. I don't mind my name being famous, though. So if people knew my name, but not necessarily my face, I'd be comfortable with that. I do want to make a point here. Obviously, John is a black man. And he said, I had to say yes to everything. And I think there's an interesting connotation here because I feel that sometimes when you're African-American or he's British, if he didn't say yes, then he would lose the momentum of getting cast. And it can be challenging for a black man to get cast in movies. Right. And so that's kind of how I read into this. So he had to say yes to everything, not just to keep the momentum, but to make sure that he kept getting roles as a black man in the industry. So just a little something to think
Absolutely, about. Absolutely, Ms. G. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Schroeder with a little bit of a scratchy voice today, Misty. Hey, let's get to the polls. So Naomi Judd cut her daughters out of her $25 million will. They get nothing in the will. Was this the right decision or the wrong decision? Let's have a look. Ooh, 70% said the right decision. They said you leave it to your spouse, not your kids. What do you think, Misty?
Oh, well, I'm thinking about my mama. I have nothing to worry about. It's going to be 120% to me and my sister, very equally divided. So, I mean, it's a little painful, I guess, for the kids because, they, you know, they're thinking that they're going to get their portion.
It's a lot of money. Yes. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Let's do our nicest of the day.
Our nicest of the day is Ryan Gosling because he is balancing being a dad and having a career. He has two daughters, Amanda and Esmeralda. He's just done the movie The Gray Man. And he said it was wonderful because he got to take his daughters everywhere. They went to France. He thought they would like the Eiffel Tower, but they like the fruit salad plate in the hotel room. So, of course, he's our nicest of the day.
Now, our naughties of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Jojo Siwal's mother is now slamming Candace Cameron Bure. All three of you are the naughtiest because this is never going to go away. So Jojo's mom had some choice words for Candace Cameron Bure amid this drama between the Full House star and her 19-year-old daughter. She said at the end of the day, it's about how you treat people. I agree with that. Then she went on to say, and this is a dig, it's super easy to quote a Bible verse when everyone is looking at you, but morals are what you do when nobody is looking. So after Jojo said that she was one of the rudest celebrities she had ever met, Cameron took to Instagram and posted a biblical quote. All of you three, now I'm done with this story. Knock it off. Knock it off. Okay, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. Roald Dahl, who wrote some of the best children's books ever, including James and the Giant Peach and Matilda, said the following. I think probably kindness is my number one attribute in a human being. I'll put it before any of those things like courage or bravery or generosity or anything else. Kindness, that simple word. To be kind, it covers everything. I agree. Hey, that is it for today. Thank you so much, Miss G, for joining us for Switching Days. You've been listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Miss D Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts. Wherever you listen, leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And altogether now, remember, if you're going to be naughty,
you got to be nice.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.